after a storm of criticism, including from President-elect Donald Trump, House Republicans reversed themselves Tuesday and restored the current rules of the Office of Congressional Ethics. Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat, spoke with WAMC News about the back and forth.
Well, basically, this reform, if we can call it that, was initiated in the heat of the night. In the dark of the night, they came together and were advancing an effort that I think removed the watchdog status, the oversight of those who might not act accordingly and honorably in the House. And I think that watchdog status is important. They attempted to diminish it. And I think it was the outcry that was initiated by many of us networking out there. Social media hits and certainly calls and the like that alerted people to what was going on. And again, the outcry was so great that I think they reversed their course of activities.
And what does this action signal to you as a Democratic member of Congress that Republicans have already scrapped a plan after facing opposition, including from a member of their own party, President-elect Donald Trump?
Well, I think it speaks to how divided they might be. It also speaks to the efforts to not advance and enhance transparency, but to do the reverse, to, you know, have government functioning in the dark, which I do not think is the way that we should go. Certainly, we want transparency. We want accountability. We want openness. And that was going to be reduced. I mean, that was going to be reduced if these efforts had, that they were promoting were successful.
And finally, Congressman, as this new Congress has convened, where are your primary focuses lying?
Well, basically, it's to address efforts to create a climate that will grow jobs and jobs that pay very well. I think that's important. It also would require investment in research, investment in infrastructure, and in with that infrastructure, including a major focus on drinking water infrastructure, which is critical to commerce and certainly critical to individuals and households as we go forward. I think it's also important to finish the work that is still requiring our attention in the mental health area, including the addiction situation and heroin, the heroin epidemic.